Section B, Sensory Pathways. We will explore the major ascending sensory pathways, which include the visual, auditory, and somatosensory systems, along with the somatic nervous system. These systems relay external stimuli to the brain, where they are processed into perceptual experiences. They also illustrate how perception results not merely from external inputs, but from dynamic interactions between sensory inputs and cortical activity. Sensory pathways help shape cognitive states such as attention and arousal, which can be observed in the EEG as shifts from synchronized low-frequency rhythms to desynchronized high-frequency activity. One such phenomenon is alpha blocking, where the brain's alpha rhythm, typically between 8 and 13 hertz, is attenuated in response to sensory stimulation or cognitive engagement. When someone reads or listens to music, cortical neurons become desynchronized, resulting in higher frequency and lower amplitude EEG waveforms. These shifts signal increased alertness and engagement with incoming sensory information. Classically, the ascending sensory systems are thought of as bottom-up circuits. They begin with peripheral receptors, send information through the spinal cord or cranial nerves, reach specialized thalamic nuclei, and finally target the corresponding cortical regions. Each sensory modality, except olfaction, relies on this thalamocortical relay. The pathways are modality-specific and spatially organized to preserve detailed sensory maps. However, contemporary neuroscience has revised this view. Rather than simple feed-forward pathways, sensory systems are embedded in recurrent loops. Cortical neurons send descending projections to the thalamus that outnumber ascending projections 10 to 1. These descending projections allow the cortex to exert top-down control, selecting, amplifying, or suppressing specific inputs based on attention, expectation, and context. With that framework in place, we will examine the major sensory systems, vision, hearing, and touch, before turning to the somatic nervous system, which integrates sensory and motor function. These systems offer insight into both the anatomy and function of sensory perception and its modulation by cognitive states. Visual system. The visual system begins with the retina, where light-sensitive photoreceptors transmit signals to retinal ganglion cells. These ganglion cells form the optic nerves, which converge at the optic chiasm. Here, fibers from the nasal half of each retina cross to the opposite hemisphere, while temporal fibers remain on the same side. This crossing ensures that visual information from each visual field is processed in the contralateral hemisphere. The majority of optic tract fibers project to the lateral geniculate nucleus, LGN, of the thalamus. The LGN serves as a relay and integration center. It does not merely pass information along, it is modulated by signals from both the brainstem, which governs alertness, and the visual cortex, which refines attention. This arrangement allows for both bottom-up visual transmission and top-down influence over what is perceived. From the LGN, neurons project via the optic radiations to the primary visual cortex, V1, located in the occipital lobe. V1 is specialized for processing basic visual features, such as orientation, contrast, and spatial frequency. Some ganglion cell axons bypass the LGN and project to the superior colliculus, which controls rapid eye movements and orienting responses to visual stimuli. These projections help us quickly shift gaze and attention. Once in the cortex, visual processing diverges into two streams. The dorsal stream travels to the parietal lobe and is involved in spatial awareness and motion tracking, commonly referred to as the where pathway. The ventral stream projects to the temporal lobe and is specialized for object and face recognition, the what pathway. This division illustrates how specialized cortical areas extract different features from a single visual scene. Visual perception is not simply about gathering information, but also about interpreting it in a meaningful context. Mirror neurons in the parietal and frontal regions link visual input with motor planning and social understanding. These neurons fire both when we perform an action and when we observe someone else performing the same action, suggesting their role in empathy, imitation, and social cognition. Auditory system. The auditory system begins in the cochlea, a fluid-filled structure in the inner ear that contains the organ of Corti. Within this structure, inner hair cells transduce mechanical vibrations from sound waves into neural signals. Thousands of auditory fibers carry these signals to multiple brainstem nuclei, including the superior olivary complex and the inferior colliculi. The superior olivary complex is essential for binaural hearing. It compares input from both ears to localize sound in space, helping us determine the direction and distance of auditory stimuli. Signals then ascend to the inferior colliculi, midbrain structures that integrate spatial and temporal sound information and prepare it for thalamic relay. The medial geniculate nucleus, MGN, of the thalamus receives input from the inferior colliculi. Like the LGN in the visual system, the MGN is not a passive relay station. It filters, modulates, and distributes auditory information to various cortical areas, particularly the auditory cortex located in the temporal lobe. This cortex is organized tonotopically, meaning that different frequencies are processed in spatially distinct regions. Once in the auditory cortex, information flows along two major streams. The dorsal stream projects to the parietal lobe and assists in locating sounds. The ventral stream extends deeper into the temporal lobe and is involved in recognizing sounds and language elements. These dual pathways mirror the visual system's organization into spatial and identification networks. Just as the visual system involves feedback mechanisms, so does the auditory system. The cortex can influence earlier processing stages via descending projections. Cortical neurons can regulate hair cell sensitivity and tune responses in the inferior colliculi and MGN. This feedback mechanism enables us to focus on a specific voice in a noisy room or ignore irrelevant background noise. Somatosensory system. The somatosensory system detects tactile stimuli, including pressure, temperature, vibration, pain, and itch. Receptors in the skin, muscles, and joints convert these stimuli into electrical impulses. The primary pathway for fine touch and proprioception begins with unipolar neurons whose cell bodies reside in the dorsal root ganglia. Their axons enter the spinal cord and ascend to the medulla. In the medulla, these axons synapse with second-order neurons in the dorsal column nuclei. These second-order neurons then decuse side, or cross the midline, before projecting to the ventral posterior nucleus, VPN, of the thalamus. The crossing ensures that each hemisphere of the brain processes information from the opposite side of the body, maintaining lateralized sensory maps. The VPN acts as a relay to the primary somatosensory cortex, S1, in the parietal lobe. SL1 is organized somatotopically, meaning it contains a point-for-point map of the body's surface. This map, often referred to as the sensory homunculus, emphasizes areas with high tactile acuity, such as the fingertips and lips. Adjacent to S1 lies the secondary somatosensory cortex, S2, which integrates information from both sides of the body. Unlike a passive transmission line, the somatosensory system engages in substantial processing at each synapse. It can enhance, suppress, or reshape sensory information based on context. For example, attention can enhance the perception of a light touch, while distraction can reduce the perception of pain. These effects are mediated by descending cortical inputs to the VPN and spinal cord. This bidirectional influence illustrates the brain's ability to adapt sensory perception to situational demands. Pain perception, in particular, is subject to powerful top-down modulation. Expectations, attention, and emotional state can all influence how sensory stimuli are interpreted, highlighting the somatosensory system's complexity and flexibility. Somatic nervous system. The somatic nervous system is the portion of the peripheral nervous system that governs voluntary movements and conveys sensory input from the skin, joints, and muscles. Unlike the autonomic nervous system, which regulates involuntary functions, the somatic system allows for conscious control over movement and perception. Its motor component includes spinal motor neurons, whose cell bodies reside in the central nervous system, but whose axons project to skeletal muscles. The sensory component of the somatic system consists of afferent neurons with cell bodies in the dorsal root ganglia. These neurons detect stimuli such as pressure, vibration, temperature, and pain. Their axons project into the spinal cord, where they either ascend to higher centers or engage in reflex arcs. These neurons provide rapid feedback that helps adjust posture and movement. Somatic sensory information is processed not only in the primary somatosensory cortex, but also in association areas that integrate it with visual and auditory data. This multimodal integration supports coordinated behaviors, such as reaching for an object while looking at it. Damage to these association areas can result in deficits, such as neglect or impaired spatial orientation. The somatic system also enables complex sensori-motor loops. For example, touching a hot stove triggers both a reflexive withdrawal and a conscious pain response. These actions involve both spinal circuits and cortical processing, showing how tightly coupled sensation and action are within this system. In summary, the somatic nervous system is essential for engaging with the external world. It provides the sensory input and motor output necessary for deliberate environmental interaction. Its integration with higher cognitive functions illustrates the deep connection between bodily sensation and conscious behavior. Conclusion. Across the sensory systems, the visual, auditory, and somatosensory, we see a consistent architecture that involves peripheral receptors, ascending pathways, thalamic relays, and specialized cortical regions. Each system demonstrates both feed-forward and feedback control, indicating that perception is not purely stimulus-driven, but modulated by internal states. These top-down influences underscore the brain's active role in shaping sensory experiences. The visual system processes spatial and object-based information through dorsal and ventral streams, helping us navigate and recognize our environment. The auditory system mirrors this organization, with dedicated pathways for spatial localization and sound recognition. The somatosensory system, meanwhile, integrates touch, proprioception, and pain in a highly adaptable and context-sensitive manner. Top-down modulation is a recurring theme, revealing the influence of attention, alertness, and expectation on sensory processing. Cortical regions do not simply receive data, they interpret, prioritize, and even reshape it. This dynamic interplay between sensory input and cognitive modulation is vital for adaptive behavior. The somatic nervous system extends these principles to voluntary motor control and sensory motor integration. It exemplifies how perception and action are tightly coupled, ensuring efficient responses to environmental demands. Taken together, these systems highlight the elegance and complexity of human sensory processing. They remind us that perception is not just a mirror of reality, but a construction shaped by the body, brain, and context in which we live.